concept of a strong woman apparently can be too much for some men and women alike. A checklist of what makes a strong woman has gone viral on Chinese social media. Words such as bossy, ruthless, masculine has been used to describe these strong ladies. So let's talk about what's going on the Chinese social media right now. What constitutes a strong woman? Well, we wanted to say that articles about how should women behave have long been popular on WeChat, and now articles about how should women feel started to be hip and to be popular on the internet. Someone saying that there are some signals telling you that you're being too strong as a woman, naming that you're being too defensive, or you doesn't listen to others, you just want to lead the conversation. Or there are other articles about saving your relationship by turning back to a young girl from a strong woman, like being a strong woman is such a bad thing and being a young girl is the only way towards love. And we are against all of these statements, and I personally think women can't be too strong.
You know, what's interesting is, where do you see, like, the other side of that argument on Weibo? How to turn down being too strong of a man. Don't be a drunk, or don't abuse, you know, people less stronger than you. Like, where is the how to be a good husband? How to turn back your masculineness? How to know when to show your feelings? You know, this is definitely some things I think a lot of guys could take home. I definitely think this is like a gender stereotype geared at making women more just accepting and just taking it so that men can still feel like they're in charge. You know, I was recently thinking, because often when I get on Facebook or, you know, talking to friends at my age, there's so many people feel this hustle, you know, but they're strong women, maybe some of these friends, but they feel this pull to, like, I'm in my late 20s and I need to find someone and I need to dial myself back to give up who I am to make this happen. And, you know, it's so funny, like, the world, we can all agree that the world has so many different types of people, yet all these people are vying to fit some one archetype role. How can you fit all the pieces of a puzzle into one archetype piece? It just doesn't happen. There's no one right way for all different types of people to live their life. So this kind of this happy feeling of a marriage and a guy and a woman and in that kind of traditional way, that's why should all these different people in the world be able to fit in that one piece? It's not for all of us. So don't feel bad when you're kind of, you know, necessarily in your late 20s or even, you know, later, that you're not necessarily married. Make sure that, you know, whoever you are, never feel bad about that. If you're a strong woman, good for you. That means you're independent. That means you're intelligent. That means you're not afraid to make a good decision for yourself. And if those are bad things, heck, I don't know what's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And also, I think acknowledging the quintessential individual qualities,
yeah,
and honoring it, acknowledging it, and supporting it, that's something we believe in. And I think that is a very liberating thought. But often in reality, you feel that you are crushed into hitting a wall a lot of the times when,
yeah,
you're trying to, you know, fledge those wings, so to speak. And I think it's important for people to sort of see that it's not just those stereotypes that we need to soften our edges to the extent that we can fit into those molds as I sort of sense that in this story. As first of all, let's talk about, like, the strong women concept. I think it's very subjective, because when there's one question that was listed by these online research
medicines, yeah.
Yeah, like avenues,
mm-hmm,
and they were saying, is this woman being too strong or aggressive? And I just feel strong and aggressive sort of mean the same thing, but it's just one looks at it in a positive light and the other, aggressive, sort of just looks at it in a negative light. So I think ultimately it's about, can you accept a woman being This is my way of looking at it. Independent, staying truth to her beliefs, she's willing to go through to execute her plans, her ambitions, and she could want a family or not. And those are her decisions, as she will take under consideration maybe another man or a woman's decision in the whole process. But she is truthful to herself, and she's objective in what she wants, and she's willing to follow and go through what her heart and brain tells her.
Yes, and for me, strong is definitely a good word. As Ryan has said, strong means you're powerful, you have all the resources to deliver the results that you've promised. You are independent, you can raise yourself, maybe a family in a way, and also you're resilient. If you met any kind of obstacles or any kind of problems, you can solve it. But I do understand that when the world has a certain expectation to girls or women, they want you to fight your way. They don't want you to fight man's way. Kind of like maybe you're in a competition with some man in your working place. They want you to be elegant. They want you to kind of, in a way, manipulating others to do what you said instead of ordering them to do what you said. And I think there's nothing wrong with people thinking that way. It's just also nothing wrong with women don't want to acting like that.
Yeah. If you know, I think aggressive women are very sexy, and I think strong women are the best kind of teammates you can have, because life's not always roses. Sometimes it's, feel like you're at the bottom of a pit, and who better to be there with than a partner who's just as strong or is strong for you when you need someone? That sounds perfect. I mean, these guys that I feel like are behind these almost stupid and silly posts, I would say, they have low self-esteem. They need someone in their life to confirm and make them feel like everything they do is just the best ever. This is a traditional way of thinking that takes away in many ways the rights of women to be themselves in a relationship, and that's wrong because there's no other side of that issue where men are necessarily having to address, should I give up this part of myself in a relationship? And that's not fair. So I would say, strong women, there's nothing wrong with that, and you should be very proud that you haven't just stayed in the stereotypes that so many people try to put you in. Instead, you're an independent thinker, and you say, no, this is my one life, and I want to be happy, and I'm going to live it my way on my terms, and I'm not going to let some other person tell me how I should live.
Yes, and I also wanted to take it to another level, I guess, is that for those men who don't want to act like a very masculine man, who wanted to be tender, who wanted to care about what they wear, to care about makeup, to want to be a little bit girly. It's okay if it's who you are. If that kind of behavior makes you happy, then be like that. We don't want stereotype to either gender. All I'm saying here is we're talking about women should be powerful. We should do whatever we want. And also, I think guys should be able to do that as well.
Yeah, and kind of closing, I just want to reiterate that again. I think relationships, and I've said it on the show before, it's like a team. When you build a team, you don't want to make your other teammate anything less than, what you are. You want your team to be as strong as possible, as aggressive as possible. That's how you win. That's how you win in life. That's how you get to where you need to be. That's how you make things happen. So when you think of that other partner, think of that. Think of a team that you're trying to build with your best friend who's just as strong as you, because that's what's going to make the difference.
That sounds really cool. And go Team Ryan and
Yeah.
that mysterious woman. Or in the future.
Mysterious
Yes.
woman, where are you?
And also, I wonder if maybe some guys think of this a bit differently. I
Yeah,
don't
maybe.
think Chinese guys, or not Chinese guys, just some Chinese guys who make the decision of wanting to be with a girl that maybe is not as strong, maybe not as capable. Maybe she's more of the I can't think of a good adjective, a domestic type or something. And I know some girls like that. And I don't think these guys are thinking that they want dead weight on the team, but it's more about they just want to feel good. And no, maybe that's part of the relationship.
For sure, to each their own. And I understand there's different dynamics that come to play in relationships. And my one dynamic is not working for everybody out there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to post this kind of stuff and basically tell those, all these women, that you should all be the same, that's silly. Women are just as different as anybody else, as guys. We all come in different personalities and whatever. Don't ever feel bad for being yourself.
Yes. And also, I think for the guys, if you're not... if you're manly enough, if you're confident enough, then you're not scared off by a woman.
And
that is strong.
And you want her to be happy, too, right?
Well, yes. Both people...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, shouldn't we bring the best out of each other?
Yes.
And that's what keeps it going and happy. And if you're alone, it's better than with someone else, then why would you want to be with someone else? So it's got to be better. That's what I think. And if you can't handle her fire, then just let someone else enjoy her flames.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yo Hong Lin.